Petersburg hosted its fifth ever middle school cross-country invitational last weekend, with more than a dozen kids from CAKE making the trip across Kuprinoff Island. It's the first of two cross-country meets this fall for the Mitkoff middle schoolers. KFSK's Hannah Floor has the story.
Okay, here we go. It's just before 9:30 on a Saturday morning. 16 middle school girls tow the starting line on Dolphin Street in front of Petersburg's elementary school.
There'll only be two commands, and that's going to be runners to your marks, and then the gun will fire.
The girls from CAKE are in red, Petersburg Vikings in black.
Runners to your marks.
Ahead of them, a 2.1-mile course. The first half mile takes runners up a slow incline to a network of trails through the Muskeg, then back down to the northernmost point of Mitkoff Island, along the water, and finally up a long, slow, unkind hill to the finish line. It's the fifth Petersburg Invitational since 2016, when the middle school running club shifted to become a competing team. But it's the first time for the CAKE runners. Coach Anthony Ross says he's excited they're getting some competition.
We compete ourselves against ourselves every day, you know, but to have that extra competition really goes a long way, especially your athletes. You know, and just to see other communities as well, too, kind of broaden their culture, broaden their horizon a little bit. You know, it's great for our kids, great for our students.
And he says he's not really worried about that hill at the end.
We're kind of used to that hill. The girls are a little humble. You know, we finish on a hill every single day.
Less than 15 minutes after the gun goes off, the first runner appears way down North Nordic Drive.
Oh, there they are. Holy cow. Let's go.
It's 7th grader Aria Holmgren running for Petersburg.
Yeah. I don't know. I have my...
There's nobody on her tail, but she doesn't slow down as she closes in on the finish line. After she catches her breath, Holmgren tells me she just focused on what was ahead of her as she ran.
I was just thinking, just look forward, keep on going. It's okay if you get third or last, it doesn't matter, at least you try your best.
She has straightforward goals when she's running.
Get in front, try to do my best, and then cheer on my teammates or help, like, cheer on CAKE, the other team.
Petersburg Activities Director Jamie Cabral likes to cheer on the other team, too. That's CAKE's Cadence Pageant, 4th place finisher. After the race, I ask him about it.
I noticed that it seemed like you were cheering on the CAKE girls by name.
Yep.
Did you learn their names?
I learned their names, yeah.
Cabral says he reached out to CAKE's coach and a whole bunch of coaches around Southeast, trying to get as much competition as possible for the Mitkoff middle schoolers.
You know, we don't have the luxury of going on a bus and just driving up to another school and running, so it's all logistically challenging, but worth it for the kids.
We head back to Dolphin Street for the boys' race.
I'm excited for this one because that race was really competitive with the girls. I think this one will be just as competitive.
So the Vikings should be a little bit worried.
Maybe just a little, but they've been working hard. Coach Joe's got them ready.
Okay. That's Coach Joe Vicnicki. And Coach Joe does have them ready, huddled near the starting line.
Two, three. Go Vikings!
All right, have a good race.
The boys line up.
Runners take your mark.
This time, it's not much more than 10 minutes before we see the speck of a Viking runner climbing the long hill.
Go, Joe!
8th grader Joe Hofstetter flies across the finish line, knees high, with a time just shy of 12 minutes, 40 seconds.
Did you think that you were going to win?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I thought I was going to beat the record, though.
Did you beat the record?
No.
Hofstetter has been training hard this season.
So your dad says you get up at 5 in the morning every morning.
4. Yeah. I really love running. I used to hate it, and then I learned to really like it.
He runs again in the afternoon with the team. He says it does take a lot to fuel all that running.
Granola and yogurt, spaghetti, bread.
As we talk, more runners cross the finish line. Petersburg 8th grader Camden Johnson finishes second, half a minute after Hofstetter. Followed by 5 more Vikings in a row. At the end of the meet, Coach Vicnicki says he's proud of the kids, but he's not going to take it easy on them.
Practice will get harder from here, right, girls?
Vikings standing nearby grimace.
We just ramp up our intensity through the month and build our muscles. I know, they're looking at me like, what are you talking about?
This is not what I signed up for.
Vicnicki says the team has a meet in Craig at the end of the month, where they'll also compete against Kluwak. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.